good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side, the Friday edition of the show. I guess it's in line to say TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. I am looking forward to just, you know, turning up later today. It's a really amazing start of the weekend, seeing that we're starting a new month, you know, on a Friday. How perfect could that possibly be? So happy new July, people. Welcome to the new month of July. I'm hoping and praying that this month will be much better for you than the month of June was. Whatever that would possibly mean for you, I hope it's a great thing. Welcome to the show. I am Gabriella, and this is your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. On this hour, let's talk about financial literacy. That is a thing in the age that we live in. We every now and then talk about how a person, an individual man or woman needs, you know, to be financially literate, you know, the way you spend your money, the things you choose to invest in, your financial decisions. All of that sums up, you know, and is determined by how literate you are when it comes to handling money. So we're going to talk about that on this hour. And from a different perspective, should financial literacy be taught in our secondary schools? Will that, you know, set a great foundation for financially responsible people who would obviously make up the crux of the society in the future? Welcome once again to the Sunny Side. Don't go away, it's about to get started.
When knowledge meets action, information liberates. How informed do you need to be to thrive in a fast changing world?
Listen to Experts Only.
Keep your dial locked on 92.3 Nigeria Info for the best of news, talk, and sports 24/7.
I am listening.
Different ideologies.
Different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side. Let the conversation begin. Let's talk about financial literacy. When we say those words, what does that really mean? You know, and I'll just, you know, as a way to lay a foundation, define what those words really mean. According to the Wikipedia, financial literacy is the possession of the set of skills and knowledge that allows an individual make informed and effective decisions with all of their financial resources. That's what basically financial literacy means. So an individual who is sound enough to make the right financial decisions, you know what to invest your money in, you know how much money to spend on a daily, you know how much money you must save and put away, you know how much money, you know, to make available for your friends, family who might be in need. You know how to make your money turn over. You know how to create an effective and favorable budget for yourself and for your income, your monthly income, as the case might be. That really is what financial literacy is. Experts now would preach about the fact that this is a very important part of an adult's life, and that is because when you look at the economy, it is not smiling on anybody's face. So except you wanna, you know, except you're a scam or a con artist or you are a criminal in whatever regard, you know that you do not have the luxury to spend money as you like. So therefore, it is important that as an adult, especially a Nigerian adult, I must add, you need financial literacy to make the most of the little you earn. Right? Now, talking about this, we all know how we say, oh, the children, they are the future, they are the leaders of tomorrow. They are our future. But what are we really doing to prepare this quote-unquote future? for the society that we're crying to become better. So on that note, I'm wondering, do we begin to teach financial literacy from our secondary schools, in our secondary schools rather? Do we need to begin to inculcate some of these life skills in the curriculum for our schools? I mean, nothing is wrong with our school system and our curriculum, as it were, teaching math, English, physics, sciences, literature. All of that is great. But you see that there are certain life skills that an individual needs to have, must have, as a matter of fact, that is not being taught in our schools. So when we have conversations about, we need to begin to imbibe some of these life skills into our school's curriculum so that we're better equipping our children for the outside world. Should we also include financial literacy as one of those? You know, what do you really think? Are we at that point where we can say, yes, in secondary schools, once you get into GSS1 or GSS2 or SS1, there is a subject called financial literacy. You're taught how to budget. You're taught how to manage money. You're taught how to... all of that. Is that a welcome idea? What do you think? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Those are the numbers that you can call. We're also on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook as well as on Twitter. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. What do you think about teaching money, basically, in our secondary schools? I've got a comment here from Andy. Andy says, teaching money in the secondary school is even too late. Money and its literacy should be through... It should start from the primary school. Okay. Should be taught right from primary school. Andy, thank you very much for sharing that. I think so as well. I mean, again... young children, I'm thinking a child who is in primary school would not be more than 10 years of age. So we're looking at the ages of, say, 5 to 10, you know, when it comes to understanding their level of articulation. So if we can actually begin to teach children, and I totally agree with you as a matter of fact, because I'm thinking about it now and it does make sense. Imagine teaching your 5-year-old how to manage money. Because again, as children, you get gifts on the daily. Your uncle comes visiting and gives you 1,000 naira. It gives you 500. I mean, back in the day, our mothers were our financial banks, you know. They would tell you, let me save it for you. Only God knows where that savings is. You know, I honestly wonder how much. I might be a billionaire right now if I were to ask my mom how my savings are doing. I mean... we never hear of those savings ever. We never do, you know. And I feel like it's illegal to ask your mom, where's all that money, you know. Our mothers were literally our banks. But imagine having to teach your 5-year-old. So when somebody gifts you 1,000 naira, what is the best way to use, to put that 1,000 naira to use? That would be so fantastic, seeing your child grow and develop into a financially independent person. I kind of agree with you, Andy, thinking about it. Thank you very much for sharing. Now, the phone lines are open. Do also keep calling. We've got a first caller, Mrs. Zion, calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Mrs. Zion. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon. In time past, all the children in this environment, best to my knowledge, have the spirit of financial management, financial prudence. I'm telling you the gospel truth. Then we used to have what we call saving box, which is today known as the piggy bank, Abby, right?
Right, the piggy bank.
Okay. Children save. They dash their mommy, then dash me money. They will both be there. And a particular time, especially the December period, they open it, take this, go buy your Christmas clothes, take this, go do this, take this, go do that. some of us even say for our exams, we were among the family progress from the beginning. The schools are there teaching economics, commerce, accountants. It was so beautiful. You see, people were upright. Privileges were given to you. Are you ready? Yes. How much does it cost? You see us, we do business. Even if you go to the market, you see mother incorporating their children. Annabelle, sell this one. Anything will come out, take the profit, give me my own. My mom did that to me as a kid growing up. But suddenly, look at the kind of life we found ourselves today. I'm telling you that since 1999, this democracy we are practicing came to us. We have never been the same. Our condition is so bad. Our minds were so trampled to the point that because the kind of leaders that came in, they never saw the kind of money that was in politics. Mm. So they were just like drunk with the billions. They were drunk.
Oh dear, Mrs. Zion, apologies for that. If you can, please do all to call back so you can finish off the things you were trying to say. We do have some comments on Facebook. Let's get on there. Remember, we're streaming live on there, so you can be a part of a conversation by going on Facebook and search at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. You can follow our page so you can, stay in touch with all our conversations on there. There you can drop your thoughts as you watch us. On Facebook, Stephen Igbike says, nowadays, spending too much has become a part of life. And so much so that Nigerians have become a spending country without proper financial literacy. Maybe because it's not taught in our institutions. If you look at the top, for instance, the way our leaders spend money anyhow is really affecting this present age. I think it will be something of good teaching in our schools if we inculcate financial literacy. Stephen Igbike, thank you very much for sharing. I was literally waiting. I was literally waiting for the first person who would rope the government in. And there you have it. We always find a way of roping the government in. And if you look at it, really, the way they spend. Let's move on. Monday Idoko says, yes, in fact, the subject, financial literacy, should be made a compulsory course. And Wisdom Noah agrees and says, yes, so it should. Keep your comments coming through. We're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria InfoPH. You can watch us live and drop your comments as well in the comment section on there. Once again, the numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. If you're having difficulty reaching us via the phone lines, please do all to head on to WhatsApp and drop your thoughts on there, or better still, on Facebook or on Twitter. Let's get back on WhatsApp. This anonymous message here says, teaching money is very, very important. Thank you, Anonymous. And this here says, it will not be a good idea to introduce it in schools. In my opinion, it is a family that should teach financial literacy. If money is taught in schools, it will be treated like any other school subject and will not be taught properly. I wish I could send a voice note to properly explain what I mean. These things are best taught by examples and not theory. That's a very interesting thought there. I'm not sure what your name is. No name on this message, but thank you very much for that. I think that's a very interesting thought. Now, let's exclude the peculiarities of Nigeria and the Nigerian environment, yes? Would you say same if we were talking about the international educational system and inculcating financial literacy into their curriculum? Would you feel same? Because at the end of the day, yes, there is a role that parents play. There is a role the schools play. And in as much as there is a lot of work to be done in our educational system when it comes to quality education, I want to believe that there are certain things that cannot be taught at home. For example, you can't teach physics or math or all your sciences, for example, at home. You know, that's where the place of the school, the four walls of a classroom come in. That's the role that they play. So yes, I totally understand you when you say there are certain things that must be taught at home. But I mean, look at us. Look at us, really. Can we trust the parents of today to do a great job at teaching children about money?
Hello.
Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Daike.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, there is something Mr. Zion said concerning training at home. Just like the last writer that you wrote, you read out his post there also. It's supposed to start from the family. You know, when we are small, you buy things like chicken, goat, and just hand it over to your son or your daughter to manage. You have to, if it's a goat, to fetch the meal for the goat. If it's a fowl, I mean, just take proper care of him. Or even if your children get some money, you can use it and buy something for them and tell them, this is your own. Take care of it. That's how to teach children how to be financially disciplined or whatever you call it.
But is that enough?
That's one of the ways, and which is very important. And then also, talking about duping people, I think that's how to be when you're greedy. Because if you're not greedy, you can't fall for any of these scams. Okay, so also teaching people to be content with whatever they have. Don't try to use 10 naira and get 100 naira. It's not working anywhere in the world. So also to let your children know this, it also helps them. It will go a long way.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. We'll get to talk about scamming in the next hour, in the 1 o'clock hour. But back to what you said, is that enough? Because at the end of the day, you need to realize that even some parents, they need financial literacy. They need to learn financial literacy. So when you leave that to, you know, make that a responsibility of the parents, you're literally entrusting the child's level of financial literacy into the hands of the level of the parents. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Because that alone, what you just said, that alone is not financial literacy. That doesn't make up the entirety of being financially literate. Yes, you say, oh, so somebody comes, an uncle or the aunt comes and gifts your child 500, and then you now buy something from the 500 and say, oh, this money is from the 500. That doesn't translate to being financially literate. How does that help the child understand what budgeting is? How does that help the child understand how to spend and how to save? How does that help the child understand that there are some times that you will not have all the things that you want, and that's okay? Because you're trying to save for the future. So that is a fraction of what it means to be financially literate. That doesn't make the entirety of what a child needs to learn. And like I already said, I'd just like to reemphasize, even some parents need to be taught financial literacy. Because not every parent manages their monies, their resources well. Not every parent does. And just like the comments I read on Facebook from Stephen, you'd find that this cuts across even teachers, even lecturers, even, political appointees. It cuts across every person. So if we have a society that has more financially illiterate people, that's when you find that, oh, you cannot begin to have conversations about, public funds were mismanaged, or we did this one or did that one. Just maybe we need education when it comes to being financially literate. Let's get back on the phone lines. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Oh dear, missed that call. Please do also call back. Let's take some more comments on Facebook and on WhatsApp. Once again, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. Do also hit the follow button on both platforms and drop your comments. We'd like to get them as they come. All right, on WhatsApp, this is from Chi Divine. Chi Divine says, our government will not include financial literacy. Beg your pardon. Financial literacy to our curriculum because they want the masses poor, and they want to keep them poor. That's a poor strategy. Wow, interesting. Straight bullets, eh? Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Thank you. The issue is that when we talk of children education, then we look at informal education, which we call parental education. And that one focuses on morality or character. Then when we now talk of informal education, we now talk of entrepreneurship with money management or money education, then we get that in the Faculty of Economics and Business Administration.
Oh dear. Please do all to call back. I'm sorry that happened. Please call back. I'd like to hear what you have to say. Once again, the numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. On Facebook, at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon. This is Charles calling from Warfare.
Go ahead.
There is no way financial literacy can be taught from the home, from the house. And this is something that can be taught in school, or it should be part of our curriculum. Yes, I have a 12-year-old son, and I taught him The Richest Man in Babylon. And he's been asking me about one or two things about finances. Yes, the family background has a lot to play in the child's upbringing and how to deal with finances. But I think it should be part of our curriculum in our school, in our schools, both at primary, secondary, and at the tertiary level. When it comes to, somebody called and talked about being greedy before you can be duped. Mm. That's not true. Sometimes you want to invest your money because there are so many people who are wolves in sheep clothing. You think you are investing into the right apparatus system that is supposed to bring returns on investment, but at the end of the day, you are duped. It's not that you are greedy. But the most important thing on every investment is, what are you using the monies for? Where is the money coming from on your returns? So that's my humble take.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. We've got less than 1 minute to wrap it up. Reading Jerry B's comment, he says, spending money on wants in most cases has to do with self-inflicted poverty, amongst many other reasons. Bobby Sammy says, yes, as a matter of fact, not just because it's an important topic, but also because of the situation of the country. Those will be our final comments on the show.